schools across the country today stepped up security. Some even canceled classes after reports of a vague threat on social media. It called for a national day of school shootings. School officials say some of the posts appeared on TikTok, but police from coast to coast say they didn't find any actual credible threats. They did, however, make a handful of arrests. Here's CNBC's Perry Russum.
Today, police arresting a high school student north of Miami, accused of bringing a loaded gun to class. In Fort Myers, Florida, four students arrested, including a 13-year-old, after police say they made school threats on social media. In Rapid City, South Dakota, classes canceled.
We knew that for the past several days there was the potential for some social media threats that were out there, this TikTok challenge.
Schools across the country on alert, citing a trend of violent threats on TikTok. But a spokesperson for TikTok says they have not found evidence of threats starting or spreading on their platform, adding, "We are deeply concerned that the proliferation of local media reports on an alleged trend that has not been found on the platform could end up inspiring real-world harm." TikTok's use among teens is growing. More than 60% of kids between the ages of 12 and 17 have an account. Last year, that number was 50%. The fear of violence comes 2.5 weeks after the school shooting in Michigan and days after the 9th anniversary of the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary. Today, outside of Philadelphia, police not taking any chances.
I think it's incumbent upon families and school officials to help them understand that something that they might mimic from a TikTok challenge or something they might mimic from social media can have really grave consequences.
They're going to get caught. It's social media. If they can put it out there, it can be caught.